Chapter 15. Allison floated on her back, ears just below the warm water. The quiet around her felt safe, like a shield between her and the mess in her head. Sunlight filtered through the glass ceiling, making the water shimmer. She closed her eyes, trying to push the thoughts away, but they were impossible to ignore. Michelle floated nearby. She flicked a splash of water at Allison. Michelle frowned. "Are you gonna tell me what's going on, or do I have to guess?" Her voice was soft but insistent, her Italian accent lingering lightly on each word. Allison licked her lips, staring at the rippling water. "It's everything," she said, her throat tight. "My whole life. Everything I thought I knew, it's all a lie. My parents, my family, even our so-called attorney, Mr. Mueller. They've all been lying to me." Michelle tilted her head. "Okay, you're gonna have to spell that out because I have no idea what you're talking about." Allison pressed her palms on the edge of the pool, her knuckles white. "I'm a ward of the state, Michelle. Wisconsin owns me. I didn't know until last night that someone else has been making decisions about my life since before I was born." Michelle struggled to untangle herself from the noodle before treading water.
Whoa, Michelle said.
"What?" Allison swallowed hard. "The state of Wisconsin literally appointed someone, not my parents, to make decisions for me. He's been doing it my whole life." "That's messed up." Allison's chest tightened, and suddenly the tears came. She couldn't hold them back. Michelle pulled her into a hug, and Allison didn't fight it. "Mr. Mueller isn't just some lawyer my parents hired. He was appointed by the court. He's been my guardian ad litem my whole life." Michelle blinked.
"Wait, why?"
Allison's fingers curled around the towel in her lap. "Because my mom got detained before I was born," she said quietly. "Something about protecting the fetus. The state didn't trust her to make decisions for herself, so the court stepped in. And they've been stepping in ever since." Michelle let out a low whistle. "No wonder you're freaking out."
"Freaking out doesn't even cover it," Allison snapped, her voice cracking. "My whole life has been a lie. Like I've been living in a glass bubble, and everyone knew except me."
Michelle hesitated, then nudged her shoulder. "Come on, let's get you wrapped up and into the sauna."